only grumpily gets up and answers the requests of those who go on and on at him. The parable, the story, seems hard to reconcile with the verses that come immediately afterwards, where the message is, ask and you will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. Is Jesus really suggesting that God is like the sleepy neighbour in his story? Well, thank you. I want to suggest that Jesus' story is actually in perfect keeping with the verses that come immediately after it. The parable, the story, says the same as those later verses. And we know this because verse 11 has the same construction in Greek as verse 5. Who of you? Or literally in the Greek for the second one. What of you fathers? It's the same construction. Jesus' story is told to illustrate how God responds to our prayers with immediate generosity. And a lot hinges on how one Greek word in verse 8 is translated. And we'll come to that in a minute. Right, here is the story. It's night time in a Middle Eastern village. Towards midnight, a traveller turns up on a villager's doorstep. Just the fact that the person on the doorstep is a traveller means that hospitality must be afforded to him. But this visitor is more than any old traveller. He is a friend of the villager, verse 6. For a friend, the best hospitality must be provided. Imagine the whispered greetings of joy as the traveller is ushered into the simple dwelling. Lamps are lit, sleeping places swiftly rolled aside. The visitor is warmly welcomed. There is pride in the room because the visitor has not stopped at any other village where he would have been afforded hospitality for the night, but has deliberately struggled onto his friend's village, even though it's taken him until around midnight to get there. Their travelling friend has honoured them hugely. As the welcome becomes more boisterous, the host's wife calls her husband aside. She is upset because there's no food in the house. There's nothing for them to give to their friend. Not only is the situation embarrassing, it is highly shameful. The husband assesses his wife's words, tears probably, and declares, no problem. I'll just pop round the corner to my friend and neighbour and we'll soon have food to put before our guest. Thanks. Our host slips out of his house, walks swiftly round the corner and wakes his friend. Verse 5. He goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Verse 5. 3 loaves of bread equates to a meal. Bread and olives and cheese, at least. And here comes the force of his request. Why the other man must help him out. Thank you. Because a friend of mine, on a journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. The request is framed in the strongest possible terms. This is a Middle Eastern way of saying, I have an emergency on my hands. Yes. How does the neighbour friend inside respond? Well, he is annoyed at being disturbed. And we can tell he is annoyed. He mutters, verse 7, don't bother me. He omits to say friend or brother. It's very rude to omit the honorific. The deliberate lack of the word friend indicates a certain amount of hostility. And more hostility comes with what the neighbour does say. Don't bother me. And he goes on to list the reasons why he can't help. It is too inconvenient. He's been through the rigmarole of locking the door, having got all the animals and the chickens into their appropriate parts of the house for the night. His children are asleep in the room, and who wants kids woken in the middle of the night? It's just too much to ask, verse 7. I can't get up and give you anything. Plenty of hostility in the neighbour's home. Thank you. So, does the neighbour get up? Locked door, children and animals and inconvenience notwithstanding? Does he provide the meal for his villager friend to serve to his visiting guest? Of course, it was never in doubt from the very beginning of Jesus' story. Thank you. Jesus was describing a situation in which everyone knew the answer before he gave it. Verse 5, which of you? If this happened to you. The neighbour's behaviour is just as predictable as the behaviour of any father towards his son, if he asks him for such and such. Any of Jesus' listeners would confidently go to a neighbour for help in such a scenario. In the story, thank you. In the story, why? Why would the woken neighbour help his village friend? Because of friendship's sake? Not in this case, according to verse 8. Though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, no. The meal isn't being supplied because of the friendship factor. Then, is it being supplied because of the needy villager's persistence? Because the man in the middle of the night is tireless in his knocking? Well, many of our English translations come up with that as the reason, including the one this morning we heard. And it is a valid translation of the Greek word used, but it's not the only possible translation. And that reason, persistence, neither fits the cultural context, nor with the point Jesus is making in this passage up to the end of verse 13. Besides, according to this story that we had read to us, the needy villager does not knock on the door, bang, 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 until the friend outside answers. He calls to him, friend. The real reason for the neighbour's positive response is found in another translation of the word used by Luke in verse 8. Thank you. And that word carries the idea of trying to prevent a sense of shame. The neighbour cannot allow shame to take root in the situation of which he has just become aware. That is what motivates him to act. He wants to prevent shame falling upon his friend, the host. He wants to prevent shame falling on the village as a whole. The high principle of generous hospitality, and any of you who have been on holiday anywhere in the Middle East or the Arab world will know the importance of this. The high principle of generous hospitality calls forth his action, whatever the inconvenience to him. Thank you. Jesus is only stating the obvious to his hearers. It is unthinkable that the host's request in the middle of the night would go unanswered. In order to prevent shame, the sleeper, verse 8, will get up and give him as much as he needs. So, really, this parable is not about the petitioner's persistence. It is about the certainty that the petition will be granted. Whatever is needed will be provided by the village neighbour, whatever the time of day or night. None of the disciples had a friend who would not provide the needed loaves of bread. It would be unthinkable. Thank you. So, if the grumpy village neighbour is willing to help, how much more willing is God to answer our prayers? This is a parable about God's reputation for generosity. If you can be confident, absolutely confident in that context, of having your needs met when you go to a village neighbour in the middle of the night, how much more confident can you be when you take your requests to your Heavenly Father? So let us bring our requests as a church fellowship to our generous Father, as Simon leads us now. Thank you.